Vavakam perches meshnavav hatokeh lechaver. A person hits his friend. He punches his friend. Some of Farshim learn he screams in the ear of his friend. Nosin lo sela. This is a level of busha. The demei busha that the chachamim determined of what money should be given for busha is a sela. A sela is 4 zuz. A sela, like Taisenta brings, is a sela medina. It's a sela of the time of the Mishnayis, not the sela from the time of the Torah. The sela of the time of Mishnayis was much more watered down. It was about an eighth the amount of silver as the amount that they had in the time of the Midbar by Matan Torah. And a lot of it was watered down with nechoshes and was worth less. But that's the sela that we're talking about. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili mana. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's a mana, which is a lot more, which is 100 zuz. Staro, he smacked him on his face, which is a bigger busha. Nosim lo masayim zuz, you give him 200 zuz. La'achar yado, if you smack him through the back of your hand, which is even more embarrassing, like whack whack through the back of the hand, really demeaning. Nosin lo arba meos zuz. Now you have to pay him 400 zuz. Tsorim ba'ozno, if you pull his ear, talash besari, you pull on his hair, rokak vigia baroko, you spit, and the spit reaches him, meaning you spit on him. Heavier talis omimenu, you pull the talus off of him. Talus was something that, obviously, when he took the talus off, it was a busha. Para rosha isha b'shukar, you pulled off the hair of a woman, you uncovered her hair in the marketplace, in public. Nosin arba meos zuz. In these cases, you also give 400 zuz. Zeh haklal, hakol lufi kvodo. The klal by busha is that it's all according to the kavod. And the Rav says that all these cases in the Mishnah is dealing with somebody that's very mechubad, a chashav, a person. But somebody that's not as chashav, let's say a person that's not as respected, him you give less. It's not as much as a busha to him. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Afilu anim shebi Yisrael, even anim ro'ano sam kilu heim b'nei chorim sheyardu m'nichseim. We look at them as if they're regular b'nei chorim that just lost money. Shem b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, because they're the sons of Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Rav says, whether a person is mechubur or whether he is somebody that people are mevazeh, everybody is the same when it comes to dine knossos, dine boshos. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva, though, but this is a continuation. There's a ma'aseh of a person that uncovered a woman's hair in the shuk. Rabbi Akiva, they came in front of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, you have to give her 400 zuz. Omer lo, he said to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, ten lizman, give me some time. He gave him time. By the way, why did he give him time? He would only give him time, the Rav says, because this was boshes. And boshes, she wasn't losing money every day, so you don't have to pay her boshes right away. But by nezikin, if a person damages somebody, you don't give a guy time. He has to pay right away. So he gave him time. Shmara, he waited for her. Oimedes al pesach chatzera. And now she was standing on the opening of her chatzer. V'shover es hakad bifneha. And he purposely broke a pitcher in front of her. Uvok iser shaman. And in it was the amount of shemen, of oil, that you can buy with an iser. An iser is a coin. Gilsa es rosha. So when she saw this oil that was spilled on the floor, she uncovered her hair. Vaisin mitapachas umanachas yoda al rosha. And she took this oil from the floor, and she was spreading it on her head. So she did something, obviously, she was not a noble woman. No noble woman would do this. Hemid ala edim. He brought edim there. Uval lefnei Rabbi Akiva. And he came in from Rabbi Akiva. His point was, you're making me pay 400 zuz to this woman, but this woman obviously doesn't care. I was not mevayisher. And even if you say she does care, she's on the low end of the totem pole. I shouldn't be paying her 400 zuz, because it's not as much busha to her. And he came and come in front of Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo, Rabbi, lo zoani noisin arba meos zuz? This is the woman that I'm going to give 400 zuz to? Amar lo, lo amarta klum. You didn't say anything, Rabbi Akiva said. Achoyvel ba'atzmo, and I'll prove it to you. A person that punches himself, hurts himself, afal pi she'enu rishai, it's usur to do that to yourself. Potter, you're still potter. Achem shechavlo, and yet you see that when somebody else hits you, chayavin, they are chayiv. So even if you would punch yourself and give yourself a wound, and then somebody comes right afterwards and punches you, they're still chayiv. Vakotetz nitiyosov. If a person cuts off his plantings, this is bal tashchis. You have plants outside that are going to give fruit, you're not allowed to just cut them. Afal pi she'enu rishai, Potter, even though it's not allowed to, you're not allowed to do that because of Bal Tashchis, like Rashi says, still you're Potter. However, Achem shekatzu es nitiyosov, but if other people come and cut it off, chayavim, they're chayiv. And Taisenta brings Taisus that obviously, where they weren't warned, because if they were warned, they would get Malkus, and if you get Malkus, you don't pay. But what Akiva is saying is that you see here that even though something you yourself are Potter from, if you do to yourself, other people do to you, you're still chayiv. So therefore, you have to pay her 400 zuz.